Blog Talk Radio.
Been thinking about you, babe. You're my one desire. Wrap my arms around you, hold you close to me. Oh, babe, I wanna taste your lips. I wanna be a fantasy. I'm with you, babe, I can't believe it's true. When you lay in my arms and you do the things you do, you can see it in my eyes, I can feel it in your touch. You don't have to say a thing, just let me show how much I love you. I need you. Kiss you all over and over again. I wanna kiss you all over till the night closes in. Till the night closes in. Stay with me, lay with me, holding me, loving me, baby.
It's not part of what we wanted to play. I might have to change out that record and get one that doesn't have all the extra stuff at the end. That's called promotion. Hey. Hi, guys. How are you all doing today?
Fine, thank you. How are you?
I'm pretty good. I am pretty good. Why, I'm not exactly sure, but I'm pretty good.
Any news on the house?
Well, the one I was for before fell through way last week. Where you been, Jen?
I've been busy.
But that's okay. It just turned out to be too many FHA things that were wrong with it, and the seller was not willing to fix them. She had decided she had come down in price enough that should take care of it. But the whole problem is I can't fix it till I move in, and FHA won't okay the loan for me to move in until it's fixed. Mm-hmm. So yeah. I just said, forget it, guys, because this is major stuff, and I'm not doing it.
No.
So
she'll be stuck with it, won't she? She'll not sell it.
She will be. She will be. But mm-hmm. she's got renters in it, so it's not like she's stuck. You know what I mean?
Yeah. She's still getting the money
on
it.
Exactly. Exactly. So I don't exactly feel sorry for her. I really don't.
No.
I've got a couple of people mad at me over turning down that deal, but that's too bad. If my finance company is not going to finance it, there's really not a whole lot I can do about it. I don't have the cash
exactly.
to cover it. So that's just what it is. But not to worry. I have three more houses that I want to – well, four, actually. I just saw this morning. So, yeehaw.
Oh,
onward and upward. Keep on stroking.
It wasn't meant to be.
Exactly. And I've kind of gotten to the point where I'm afraid to get too excited about another house until it actually passes inspection and goes on from there. I'm afraid to get too excited because I've been disappointed so many times, you know. Wish I had the cash to just waltz in, have it inspected, say yes or no, and walk away or move in, but I don't. So it has to be on somebody else's say so whether it's good enough or not, and that's what I'm dealing with, and that's what it's going to be. So I'm accepting that and just not counting on anything too much until it actually passes that inspection.
That's the best way, isn't it?
Yeah, and John just sent me a really nice listing this morning. It's in a completely different area. It's close to the Gulf, but not too close. And I'm going to check it out. It looks to be in about the best shape of any house I've looked at so far. So I am going to check it
out.
Oh, good. Yeah.
Definitely.
You know, there's – even when one falls by the wayside, there's always another one coming along say, hey, look at me. Hey, look at me. And I've got three of them in the works now. I'm going to put in a request for information on this fourth one. And we'll just see what happens. We'll see what happens. Something's got to break eventually. Well, something's got to break eventually, you know.
It will.
It's like John keeps telling me, my house is out there. I just have to be patient and keep looking for it. So I just can't give up. That's the whole thing. I won't allow myself to give up. And you know what? My name ain't Jenny for nothing. Because I don't know if you guys in the UK are aware of this, but Jenny is what they call a female mule.
That's right. So it is, yeah.
And mules are notoriously stubborn.
Yes.
Should have
called me, Jenny.
Yeah, there you go. But giving up just is not in my nature. I can't do it. Because I would always wonder, well, what if you hadn't given up? What would you have found around the next day? Or no. Giving up isn't possible for me. I don't give up. I keep at it until something works. So that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to keep up until something works. Hey, guys, and this is Thursday. Oh, hello, Sue. I see you there, honey.
Hello. Hi.
How are you doing today?
I've just been busy, and I was running a little bit late. I was trying to finish up some paperwork before I got online with you and on the show. And anyway, I'm just going to have to wait because I'm going to listen.
There you go. Because if you didn't listen, you would be missing something that you were begging for last week. Okay?
Oh, yeah? Oh, cool.
Yeah. And you know what I'm talking about, don't you, girl?
Oh, I sure do.
Hey, there you go. Well, I've got two for today and two for Saturday, and he was very, very excited to hear how much you guys really liked his stuff. And he wants me to, if you make a comment in the chat on Messenger or something, he wants me to let him know what you say. So, and if you tell me on the air here, he wants, you know, it's kind of like the shies. You know what I mean?
He's
shy. Like,
he's shy.
Everybody tells you, honey, I know exactly what that feels. Everybody tells you that you're good and you can sing, you sound great and all of that stuff, but the cat is going crazy. It's really difficult for you to believe it for yourself. So I've been telling him for years, ever since I've known him, I've known him for like 4 or 5 years. And he's excited to know that y'all like him so much. He's really excited to know that.
I was very intrigued. I really enjoyed it.
Well, wait until you hear what I've got for you today. You'll be even more intrigued. You'll be
all
even
right.
more. Because I've got two for today and two for Saturday, and we're gonna do that. I don't know what y'all are doing. I don't know if it's Jan or if it's Sue, but knock it off.
What is it?
It's not me. I'm totally still.
Whatever.
What's
I don't. It sounds like somebody's pulling the strings through the bottom of a can, or stirring something, or you know, in a metal container of some kind or something, and it's driving me insane. So.
Oh no, it's not me at all. I don't have anything around me to make any noise except the phone.
All I'm doing is stroking the cat.
Oh well, I don't think. No, it doesn't sound like that. So. I don't know. It could be something that Blog Talk has decided they want to throw into the mix today. I don't know. They've been so totally weird lately. It's funky. And I am actually using a headset and microphone, a $10 headset and microphone that I bought and thought that it had bombed out a few months ago when I was having so much problem being heard over the mic. It wasn't the mic, guys. It was Blog Talk, because it's working today. It's working fine. So there we go with that one. Okay, let's. We need something by Elvis, of course. So here you go, guys. Put on your imagination. Put on your daydream cap. Because this is a song called Love Me.
Treat me like a fool. Treat me mean and cruel. But love me. Bring my faithful heart. Tear it all apart. Darling, I'll be oh so lonely. I'll be sad and blue, crying over you, dear me. I would beg and steal,
beg and steal,
just to feel your heart.
I want your heart
beating close to mine,
so close to mine.
Wherever you ever go, darling, I'll be sad and blue, crying over you, dear only. I would beg and steal,
he would beg and steal,
just to feel,
yes, just to be
your heart. Go, darling, I'll be old. my knees. All I ask is please, please love me. Oh, yeah.
Now, see, I like that ending. You know, oh yes. That you, what do you do after that? There ain't nothing to do after that. You can't. That was it. I like that.
Well, you can still put your thing in there, your little twang in there.
Oh, it'll get there. It'll get there. We got plenty of chances left. It'll get there. But not on that one.
Okay.
I just wasn't feeling it.
Okay.
You know how it goes. You know how it goes. I've got something really awesome, cool. This song just really, where did it go? There it is. This song is so awesome. It's off of the movie The Rose with Bette Midler.
Oh, yeah.
And she does this song at one of her performances on the on that movie. And I would cue up the movie and just watch this performance over and over and over. I love this. This is Bette Midler doing Midnight in Memphis.
Midnight in Memphis.
Yeah.
I think that is just absolutely boss. That is so awesome.
Well, isn't that kind of unusual for her?
No. That's typical Bette Midler. Yeah, that is typical Bette Midler. Well, I don't know what she's doing now, but the Bette Midler I know from 10, 20 years ago, that is typical Bette Midler. Yeah.
On the wild side, a little bit.
Yes. And hard to follow. And if you watch her perform, you cannot look away. She's just mesmerizing. It's fantastic. If you get a chance.
Well, she is that.
Yeah, if you get a chance, look that up, Midnight in Memphis, and you'll see what I mean about that particular video. And she's just fantastic through that whole movie. Of course, at the end she dies, but, you know, hey, there's got to be a twist there somewhere, right?
Yeah.
It can't all be wine and roses.
Not always, no.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. It's time for another Elvis song. Are you guys ready?
I'm ready.
And this is like, okay, right next to this in my studio, there's an Eagles song called Witchy Woman. And that's like, hey, witchy woman. I got to be a witchy woman. I got to learn how to do that. Or maybe I already know and I'm just not aware of it. But this is Elvis singing Witchcraft.
Don't do that, please. Stop it, please. Stop it now. You know I can't take it, please. Stop it now. My head is spinning, a spell is on me now. My head is spinning, going around and around. My head is spinning, going around and around. Your witchcraft's got me, keep going down and down. Let me forget her, don't mention her name. You know it brings back that old burning flame. It hurts to know that she don't feel the same. My head is spinning, I'm going around and around. My head is spinning, I'm going around and around. Oh, your witchcraft's got me, keep going down and down. Yeah. Try not to cry. She might come back one day, by and by. My head is spinning, I'm going around and around. My head is spinning, I'm going around and around. Your witchcraft's got me, keep going down and down. Well, my head is spinning, I'm going around and around. My head is spinning, I'm going around and around.
Cool. I love that. That is such a good song. If you guys could sit still through that, then you're either ill or you died. That's all I can figure it.
Oh,
you know, that's just kind of how it goes. Hey, how about, and John sent me that, by the way, so I love that song. Here's another one John sent me from Electric Light Orchestra, you know, ELO. And
Oh, yeah, the yellow.
Yeah. This is cool. This is cool. Come on. Come on. I know it's in here. I just haven't got up there. There it is. Hello. Nice of you to get up and join us. From ELO via John, this is Rock and Roll Is, and you have to say it that way, guys. You have to, you can't just go rock and roll. No, you can't do that. You can't do that. That's nothing. You can't. And I don't do it very good, but you got to put some guts in it. You know, rock and roll is king. So here we go. For today and for Saturday. He is just so excited that you guys like to listen to him. He's just really, he's like on cloud nine. He's just floating. So, well, it's been a while since he sung and had regular people hear him. So he used to be performing. He has even won some competitions here in the States. He's not won Graceland. He's not competed in that. But he's done shows at Graceland during Elvis Week and stuff. So, and that's about all I can tell you guys. That's about it. If you can, you won't find him. But here is Anonymous John doing How the Web Was Woven.
How the web was woven in my soul. Don't you know how the web
I'd tell you right now, but it's not my choice, it's his. And as long as he wants to not be known and not do anything to garner income or anything from it, he will probably stay anonymous. That's just how he chooses to do it right now. So that's what I have to respect that, you know.
Is that because that's all he can do?
No.
Okay.
he just, that's just his choice. He has done it differently in the past, but this is how he chooses to have it now. And so that's what we're going to do.
Okay, well, I really do like it.
But
really good.
Yes, and as long as we don't violate that, he will let us hear him because he does love
good.
To sing for people. So we just need to be appreciative and just enjoy. Just enjoy.
Okay, this is fun.
Because he's so good. But that being said, we have to say as well, not as good as Elvis. You know, there's just that enough difference. You know what I mean? You can tell that it's not, but it's close. But not as good as Elvis. So that being said, we just have to keep that in mind. So it's fantastic.
Well, I understand that, but I also understand too that Elvis's voice, anybody's age, voice changes as they age as well. So just keep my thoughts to myself.
It's not Elvis, honey. It really isn't. That is a for sure 100% fact.
Okay.
That is not Elvis. Okay?
Okay.
So I just want to, you know, put your mind at ease on that because that is, like I say, 100% fact. It is not Elvis. So,
you know why it touched me so last week, Jenny? Was because...
Huh?
Actually, last week why it touched me so was because, of course, you know, I did have that thought in my head, it being him. And
uh-huh.
I would love nothing more than to see him be able to perform again and do what he wants to do as far as entertainment because I know he slowed down and couldn't do what he probably would love to have done back in the day. But I just want it so bad for him to be happy and be able to perform some, and because I know he loves it. And that's what
yes.
touched me so. You know, that was my thoughts last week, and I didn't get the opportunity to say that.
Well, I'm glad you said it now. So, but I just want to make that really, really clear to everyone, and that is his normal voice. He's not trying to sound like Elvis. That's how he normally sings. So,
okay.
Yeah, it's really phenomenal. It's uncanny, but it's really true. It's really true. And that's what I find so phenomenal. So that being said, we just have to accept it for what it is and enjoy it. Just enjoy it. So,
okay.
You know, I would love to tell you more. I have more information, but I have just promised not to. And I can't break that promise. You know, what would it be if I told on him when I said I wasn't going to, nobody else could believe me either, and I can't have that happening. So
no,
you know, I have to
no, you're doing the right thing. You have to keep your word, and that's understandable.
Yeah, because I want to keep myself as trustworthy and believable, and to do that I have to keep promises made. So I know you understand that, and so we just need to
certainly.
Enjoy.
Is he not listening? Is he not listening to the show?
He could be. He never actually
okay.
comes on it to where I can tell. So he,
mm-hmm.
I sent him the link, so he could be. He listened last week, last Saturday when I played his songs. He listened. So.
Well, it's a wonderful voice if you're online, and I've enjoyed it very much, very much.
Yes, and that's, you know, at some point maybe he'll let that cat out of the bag. I don't know, but until then, everything is sort of on the hush hush. So, and it's not really, it's not fishy. Just he, right at this point in time, is wanting to be very private instead of being public. And that's really what it boils down to. So we're just, I have promised to respect that. And that's just how it has to be at this point. So take it for what it's worth and just enjoy it, guys, because it's really beautiful.
Okay.
So yes, and we've got one more song to play today, and then I've got two for Saturday. So this is not the end, and he has said he'll do more. So,
did you say Sunday as well?
No, not Sunday, unless I can talk him into a couple of gospel songs. He loves singing gospel as well. But he likes to sing Elvis's ballads because he feels that Elvis puts his heart and soul into his ballads. And so he prefers to do the ballads as well, not so much of the rock and roll. But he used to put on show, you know, so... And that's all I can say. There you go.
Okay.
How about you and Elvis do another song called I'm Yours? Remember that.
My love, I offer you now. My heart and all it can give. For just as long as I live. I'm yours. No one but yours, dear, will do. My lips will always be true. My eyes can see only you. I'm yours. And as the years roll along, your joy, your tears, let me share. And when things go wrong, dear, just hold out your hand, and I'll be there with every beat of my heart, with every breath that I take. Now and forever, sweetheart, I'm yours. And as the years roll along, your joy and tears I'll gladly share. And when things go wrong, dear, just hold out your hand. And I'll be there with every beat of my heart, with every breath that I take, now and forever, sweetheart.
I like that. Yes. With every beat of my heart. Awesome. It's just awesome. Awesome, Blossom.
He had a way that he put his heart and soul into so much of his music, but it was easy for him because he was so talented naturally. Perfect. I don't think he had to work that hard like maybe a lot of singers do because he just was very blessed. I mean, and
yeah.
How many few people are like that, you know?
Exactly. But he did work hard. He worked his ever-loving cute little butt off.
Oh, as far as being busy all the time, yes, he did. Yes, I understand that. But I'm also...
Well, you got to think, how many hours every day did he rehearse? And then how many hours did he perform two or three shows a day? And it's just... You look at the sweat that poured off that man during a show. He was working his ever-loving butt off.
Well, he was, and the lights had a lot to do with that, too, though. But, you know, still, his voice came easy for him. Because he had such a count. He was just, oh, gosh, that's my cell phone. Hold on.
You're being called.
Let me turn that off. No, I don't need that. Oh, that's nothing. Oh, God. But I'm sorry about that. But anyway, back
that's
to Eddie
right.
and his voice. He's just a very talented, blessed man to have all that voice talent. And it just amazes you to listen to it.
He's blessed and a blessing.
Oh,
you
definitely.
Know, that's, you know, that it's with him, it was both. It was that two-way street. He was blessed, and he gave back blessings. So, very, very special man. Very special. And, a blessing. A blessing. All right. How about eeny, meeny, miny, moe? Eeny, meeny, miny, moe. And I can't sing the rest because they called it. You know what it used to be when you were a kid, right? You can't sing that no more. That's a bad, bad, bad thing now. Why, I'm not sure. I mean, we never thought anything about
it. Why did you think of that anyway?
Because I'm sitting here I'm going through this list of songs that I have, and they're all so good. It's like, oh, my goodness gosh, what do I play next? What do I play next? Help! Help! What do I play next? You know, so, okay, I know what I'm going to play. I'm going to go way down here, and I am going to play, come here, where'd you go? There it is, by Phil Phillips. I'm going to play Sea of Love. And John sent this to me.
Of love.
All right. I got a message from John. He said Marty Wilde did that. Well, YouTube says that Phil Phillips did that and Marty Wilde did Endless Sleep. So let's play Endless Sleep and see if it comes close. Because, you know, YouTube is not infallible. Don't we know that? Oh, my goodness gosh. Okay, Marty Wilde, Endless Sleep. And John sent me this one, too.
The night was black, rain falling down. Look for my baby, she's nowhere around. Trace her footsteps down to the shore. Afraid she's gone forevermore. I looked at the sea and it seemed to say, I took your baby from you away. I heard a voice crying in the deep, come join me baby in my endless sleep. Has gone from me. I looked at the sea and it seemed to say, I took your baby from you away. I heard a voice crying in the deep, come join me baby in my endless sleep. I saw her near, reach for my darling, held her to me, stole her from the angry sea. I looked at the sea and it seemed to say, you took your baby from me away. My heart cried out, she's mine to keep. I saved my baby from an endless sleep.
Okay, guys, there seems to be a little bit of contention, so I looked it up again. And it has five different notations that Phil Phillips did Sea of Love in 1959. So if you can find something else that says Marty Wilde did it, that's great. But I'm finding everywhere I look that Phil Phillips did it.
Those two songs are different.
Yeah, one is Endless Sleep, and that's Marty Wilde.
Well, no, I meant they sound different.
Oh, yeah, they do. They do. But like I said, I just looked it up again to be sure, and I've got five different notations that Phil Phillips did Sea of Love in 1959. So,
Marty did this last year.
I don't know what else to tell you guys. That's what I feel. So... oh, well, that's all I can say at this point. Oh,
okay,
well.
That's enough.
Somebody sang it. Somebody sang it. There we go. And we get to listen to it. That's good. I think that's good. I like that. We'll just go there with it. How's that? And John sent me both of them. So, hey, you know, that's good, too. We like that, too. Oh, my goodness gosh. Yes, all right. I'm going to get back in this. Let's rock it up. No, we'll let
rock it
Elvis
up.
Rock it up. How about Rip It Up from 1956? Yeah. We like that.
Okay.
Well, it's Saturday night and I just got paid. I'm fool about my money, don't try to save. My heart says go, go, have a time. Saturday night, baby, and I'm feeling fine. I'm gonna rock it out.
I wanna rip it up. I wanna shake it up. I wanna ball it up. I'm gonna rip it up. And a ballin' night. Well, I got me a date and I won't be late. I picked her up in my 88. I shake on down by the social hall. When the joint starts jumping, I'll have a ball. I'm gonna rock it up. I'm gonna shake it up. I'm gonna rip it up. Gonna ball it up. I'm gonna rip it up. And a ballin' night. But I don't care if I spend my dough, cause tonight I'm gonna be a one, I have a soul. I'm gonna rock it up. I'm gonna rip it up. I'm gonna shake it up. Gonna ball it up. I'm gonna rip it up. And a ballin' night. Well, it's Saturday night and I just got paid. I fool about my money, don't try to save. My heart says go, go, have a time. Well, it's Saturday night, baby, and I'm a feeling fine. I'm gonna rock it up. I'm gonna rip it up. I'm gonna shake it up. I'm gonna ball it up. I'm gonna rip it up. Having a ball tonight.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. There we go.
Good one. I had to finish that properly. Love that one.
I like that song. That's fun. Mm-hmm. Yes. That's fun. I would love to have seen Wade while that song was playing. That would be hilarious. Whoa. Okay, guys, we've all got everybody been searching and checking and all that stuff, and they have found where Marty Wilde did it, Sea of Love, in 1960. The one I played was Phil Phillips from 1959. So they both did it, but the one I played was Phil Phillips. But Marty did it in 1960. So they've both done it. Nobody's wrong. It's just a question of what time frame you're talking. But the one I played was Phil Phillips. So everybody does everybody's songs, and that's cool. Well, that was cool back then. Everybody kind of guards things jealously now. But back then it was common to just do somebody's song. No big deal. That was all right. And everybody did it, and it was okay with everybody. So it was no big deal. But everybody that said it was Marty Wilde was correct. He just did it later. And then Phil Phillips did it in 1959, and that is the version that I played. So there you go. Everybody's right. I like it when it turns out that way. That's a lot easier. And everybody can breathe. And your heart can, you can swallow your heart back down into your chest from your throat. You don't have to let it stay up there. Oh, my goodness sakes, Megan. I've got something really cool. Now, this is a cover of a Beatles song. And John sent me this, and it was like, oh, wow, cool, this guy's good. I couldn't find his name for sure, but the person that put the video on YouTube bills himself as Yosudo. I have no idea what the name of the guy that actually sings the video is.
Yosudo.
But he's good. Yosudo, but he's good. And he's doing a cover of a Beatles song, I Am the Walrus.
I am his, you are his, you are me, and we are.
that's a good song no matter who does it. I like it. And it was like, I remember as a kid, I was in my mid-teens when that came out, and it's like, I would sit and listen to the lyrics of that song going, what are they on? And just listening to them, you know, custard dripping from a dog's eye. It's like, that's gross. What the hell are they doing? It was just a strange song, man. It was a strange, strange song. Mm-hmm. Most of what they did at that point was strange. Really, if you think about it, most of what they were doing at that point in time was really off the deep end.
Very much
in a pool of chlorine water.
Yeah, some type of acid too. Wow.
Oh my gosh. Oh, somebody else is sitting now. It's not just mine. That's not mine.
It's mine. He's tired. He's hungry. It's ready for his supper. That's what it is.
Well, see, and he's letting you know that it's time.
Yep.
What are you doing, Mom? I want food.
Maybe he likes that song.
Yeah, he won't be ignored. I'll have to feed him.
Yeah, yeah. Let's hear an Elvis song. I don't know.
Yeah,
I like the song. I just always thought it was weird. But, you know, that's okay. They were weird, so it's okay. It's okay. Weird people sing weird music. All right, Elvis. And you know what? I don't own any Beatles albums. So they were a little weird. They were a little weird.
No. Very funny.
Anyway, I'm going to play Elvis doing If You Talk in Your Sleep. Sew your mouth shut. Glue it. Whatever you need to do.
If you're talking in your sleep, don't turn around. Okay. I know you're... What key we're in, do they? What's the intro to the song? No, I keep, you know, it's doing me in vocally. You got a knife, scissors, bullet, anything. Okay.
You remember intro?
I know you're a lonely woman, and I love you. And someone else is waiting, and he owns you. If he should ever wake up, be sure you stole his straight love. If you talk in your sleep, don't mention my name. And if you walk in your sleep, forget where you came. Meeting every night here in the shadows. So afraid that sometime he may follow. There's always a chance you find us, so I don't need to remind you. If you talk in your sleep, don't mention my name.
Don't mention my name.
If you walk in your sleep, forget where you came.
Forget where you came.
Yeah. Love is so much sweeter when it's borrowed. And I feel a little easier tomorrow. There's always a chance you find us, so I don't need to remind you. If you talk in your sleep, don't mention my name.
Don't mention my name, too.
If you walk in your sleep, forget where you came.
Forget where you came,
now. Where you came now.
Don't mention my name.
Don't mention my name now.
Don't mention my name, yeah.
Don't mention my name.
Don't mention my name.
Forget where you came now.
Don't mention my name, yeah.
Don't mention my name now.
Don't mention my name.
If you talk in your sleep, don't mention my name.
Don't mention my name.
It's a hard sound. Yeah, how are we going?
If you find talking in your sleep, don't mention my name.
Don't mention my name.
If you talk in your sleep, don't mention my name.
An ending. There was an ending on it. I'm so excited.
Well, I wouldn't want those, all those girls mentioning my name either to their boyfriends or husbands or whatever.
Oh, and yeah,
back
that
in the day.
Wouldn't be a good idea. No, wouldn't be a good idea.
I'll tell you what, you know, my episode with my husband trying to pull me out of that car. Do you know that I heard that for years? I mean, just years. He thought
I
was awful. He really thought I was awful.
Stuff like that, they never let you forget it. So, you know, it is what it is. That's just a man being a man. And it's unfortunate, but that's the way it is. The dude that announced Kennedy's death. What's his name? Come on, John. What was his name? What was his name? Come on. Anyway, he used to say that, and his partner in crime, they were co-anchors. He used to say it, and that's the way it is. It's like, okay, fine, if you say so. And then it's kind of like, I thought, okay, well, that's kind of putting a period and an exclamation mark at the end of it. So, all right, whatever.
That's true. Oh, man. Do you know that my former husband even mentioned that to my son? And I said, well, Brandon, I was invited in. I didn't intrude. I was invited. And, so, you know, but no, he tried to make me look bad in front of my own son. Of course, way after we divorced.
Of course. That's just the way things go down, you know. There really isn't anything to say, because that's just the way those unfortunate things work. And misconceptions sometimes can never be corrected. That's why you got to be careful what you do, what you say, because you know that it was perfectly innocent and you were not at fault for any wrongdoing, but he misperceived it as something else.
Exactly.
And
true. Well, I'm sure glad I never mentioned his name in my sleep.
Good idea. Yeah. Yeah, misconceptions can often be ruinous. Take my word for it. Anyway, I'm going to do another one John sent me, and I remember this song. I really do, and I've always liked it. This is Christopher Bruce singing Lady Jane.
Thank you. my sweet Lady J. When I see you again, your servant am I, and will humbly remain. Just heed this plea, my love, on bended knees, my love, I pledge myself to Lady J. My dear Lady Anne, I've done what I can. I must take my leave, for promised I am. This play is run, my love. Your time has come, my love. I pledge my troth to Lady J.
I've always thought of that as a very British song.
Yes, very much so.
I'm sitting here looking for a particular song, and I think I got so far as downloading into my computer and didn't get it uploaded into the studio. And it just really bugs me when I do that. I'm glad I don't do it very often. But it was irritating because I wanted to play that song. Oh, well, I can play it Saturday. I'm allowed to do that, you know.
That's right. It's your studio, your show.
Good thing. Good thing. Hey, you know what? How about playing another song from our Anonymous John?
Okay.
That would be really cool. That would be really cool. And listen to him on this one, guys. And no, he's not competition for Elvis because he is good, but he's not Elvis. You know, I got to say that. All right, this is Blue Eyes Crying in the Rain.
In the twilight, though I see her, blue eyes cry.
Very much so. Yes. Yes. CC. Whatever. All of a sudden, you want to say things in a different language, and you can't think of any of them. That's the way I roll, I think.
Well, tell me, on the second Elvis song that you just played, who is that also singing with him, the end?
Geez, probably, hello, Jenny. Probably the Stamps, I would think. Or who did he have earlier? Who was the earlier?
I'm talking about the mystery singer.
Oh, he did that to a karaoke track. So your guess is as good as mine.
Oh, okay.
It was probably the Stamps and stuff. It wasn't a live rendition. He did that with a karaoke track. So that's standard stuff for those of us who don't have a band and who don't have a piano or know how to play it if we did have one, you know, things like that. but that's all right. That's all right. Yeah. So whoever it was.
The second song to me sounded more like Elvis than the first one you played.
Mhm. Yeah. I go along with that. That's why I said to be aware that it is not. Because you can't. Yeah. Because even I get caught up in those things. And, well, you know, quite a while ago, a few years ago, he would play something for me, and I thought it was Elvis, you know, but it wasn't. So that's all right. That's all right. But that's all right. Let's do. Hello. My mind just went totally blank, guys. It's like, okay, fine. I know there was something in there somewhere, and it's gone
now.
I'm sure
there was.
Oh, golly, Moses. I'm going to play
Victoria's. Did you get my song for this week?
Yes. I just haven't gotten to it yet.
Oh,
the Sonny James one?
I didn't know if you might put it off until another day or not. Not that important.
Well, it is to me because
I
like when people send me things to do. But right now, let's do Victoria's request. I'm getting down to those things now. She wanted Anne Murray doing Could I Have This Dance?
I'll always remember the song they were playing the first time. Other
Yeah. That was always a sit and stay song. A sit and sway. Where you just kind of just sway back and forth to the music. If you were at a concert, you'd get your lighter out. And I thought, my gosh, those people are lucky they don't start a fire in there. Man. Or that the alarms don't start going off and the sprinklers come on. And I never quite got that. But that's okay. If they had fun doing it, that's all right. That's all right. We can deal with that. And Jan, in case you're wondering, I have you muted most of the time, dear, because whatever that sound is, it quits when I mute you. I know that you're not doing anything, but something on the connection is making a weird sound.
Yeah, I wonder what it is then.
Yeah, and I know it's not you, honey, but I know something on the connection is doing it.
Right, okay.
So who knows?
Maybe the different earphones could be that.
It could be almost anything. It could be almost anything. Knowing Blog Talk and the internet, it could be almost anything. So I just wanted to let you know that's why I have you on mute most of the time. Now, see, I'm not hearing it right now.
Oh, it was too easy, earphones.
It might be, yeah. It very well might be. Who knows? Anyway, right now I'm going to play Sue's request from Sonny James. Now, you guys know that he was a country singer, right?
The Southern Gentleman.
Yes, exactly. Excellent. And he always comported himself like a gentleman. He was never one of these brash, rude guys. He was always gentlemanly. And that just got to be his nickname because that's how he was. So this song is called Since I Met You, Baby. Since I Met You, Baby.
I don't need
There we go. And that's the kind of thing you can always get from him. Yeah. Well, you're welcome, honey. You're welcome. And now we're gonna do Elvis because I'm going into withdrawal. So, you know, we can't have that happening.
Okay.
I have to be able to punch buttons. And if I end up having fits and convulsions because I don't get an Elvis song, I won't be able to push buttons.
We wouldn't want that to happen.
Oh, Lordy, Lordy. Yeah. No, not at all. Buttons. Yeah, okay. Treat me nice.
When I walk through that door, baby, be polite. You gonna make me so. If you don't greet me right, don't you ever kiss me once, kiss me twice. Treat me nice. I know that you've been told it's not fair to tease. So if you come on cold, I'm really gonna freeze. If you don't want me to be cold as ice, treat me nice. Make me feel at home if you really care. Scratch my back and run your pretty fingers through my hair. But you want to be your slave, if you ask me to. But if you don't behave, I'll walk right out on you. If you want my love, then take my advice. Be nice. Make me feel at home if you really care. Scratch my back and run your pretty fingers through my hair. Oh, no, I'll be your slave. If you ask me to. But if you don't behave, I'll walk right out on you. If you want my love, then take my advice. Dream me nice. Dream me nice. If you really want my love, then treat me nice.
Nice. I like that.
Always a good one.
Yeah, oh, I love that song. I think that is so cool. Yes,
mm-hmm.
Treat me nice. Run your pretty fingers through my hair. I like that. I just, okay, no problem. Sure. You know, and the whole thing is that run your fingers through my hair thing, you can find that in so many songs, and you find it in movies, you find it in TV shows, because stop and think about it. When somebody's running their fingers through your hair, it feels good. It just feels good.
Right.
So, hey, just letting you know. Just disseminating information. So there you go. Disseminating, not in. Dis.
The feel of someone touching you. That's what it is, Jim.
Well, the thing is that your scalp has more nerve endings in it than other parts of your body, and that's why it feels so good to have someone run their fingers through your hair or just to touch your scalp.
It doesn't
scalp.
Feel that good when I do it to myself.
Well, that's because you can feel it in your fingers as well, so it detracts from what you're feeling in your scalp. Stop doing it yourself. If you've got him, get him to do
it. I'll wash it.
That's true. But, hey, stop and think. How sensuous of an experience would it be to have your boyfriend wash your hair?
Oh, he would love that.
Give it a shot because, hey, you never know where that one might lead.
Very true.
You know, if you got somebody else that wash your hair, it's just as centrous for them to wash your hair as it is for you to have them wash your hair. And it's wonderful. It's wonderful. I've only had that happen once in my life when I was first married, but, you know, that's how it goes. There's always hope,
well,
right?
I had it in many times with my husband being a hairdresser, so I...
Oh, yeah, but that's different.
That was different.
Yeah, you got to approach it from a different angle, honey. You got to, yeah. Enough said. You know what I'm talking about. You know exactly what I'm talking about, girl.
I know exactly
all right.
what you're talking about.
See, there you go then. There you go. I've got a request from Jan that I'm going to do now.
Ooh.
And let's see, A, B, C, D.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, that's better than the other one. That's
you
better than
joking?
Any mini mind dog.
Yeah. Hey, honey, stick with me. You'll hear them all. And then some. And then some. Slicker than a cow on ice.
Oh, my word.
That's one of my mama's. That's one. She taught me that one.
I've never heard that one before.
Really? Oh, yeah. I use that all the time. Ever since I was a kid, you know, mama used to say that. It was a way of exclaiming without using bad language. So, and my mama wouldn't do that around us kids. But boy, I tell you, if she wasn't around us kids and didn't know we were there, woohoo, like a truck driver, I tell you.
You're kidding, really? Wow.
Well, where do you think I learned all those words?
I don't think I ever heard my mother ever use a cuss word, ever.
Well, it depends upon the type of people that you're always around. And some of her cousins and, okay, let's be honest, my mom used to hang out in bars, you know? That's where she met my stepdad. It's just, and when you're around that all the time, that's not exactly the upper echelon of the class of people, you know? But as we got a little bit older and she realized we could understand those things, she quit completely. She quit hanging around those people. She quit talking like that. So I got to give her credit for recognizing what was going on and stopping the behavior. Mama
right.
gets the point.
Yeah.
She did the best she could, and it turned out pretty good. It turned out pretty good. Anyway, back to Jan's request, the cars. Just what I needed.
Okay, good call.
I need it, someone to please.
remember hearing that song in 85 when we owned the record store.
Yeah, it brings back some memories.
It does, doesn't it? Mm. And it's like, I didn't remember
you owned a record store. That's cool.
Oh, yeah. We had record store for, what was I think, 2 years until they sold the building and the new owners kicked us out because they wanted it for a used TV store.
Mm-hmm.
So that was interesting. And it's just at that point in time, Coeur d'Alene, Idaho didn't have a whole lot of choice as to where to move to. So we just closed down. And that was kind of sad because then I went to work. That was very sad. Well, that's all right. That's all right. Okay, time for another Elvis song because I'm down to 11 minutes. I'm going to play an Elvis song, and then I'm going to say goodbye, and I'll play an Elvis song going out. And I like that. I really like that. So right now we're going to play Till It's Time for You to Go.
You're not a dream, you're not an angel, you're a woman. I'm not a king, I'm just a man, take my hand. We'll make a space in this life that we plan. And he will stay until it's time for you to go. Yes, we're different, worlds apart, we're not the same. We laughed and played at the stars like in a game. You could have stayed outside my heart, but you came. And here you stay until it's time for you to go. Don't ask why. Don't ask how. Don't ask forever. Love me, love me, love me, love me now. This love of mine has no beginning, it has no end. I was an oak, now I'm a willow, now I can bend. And though I'll never in my life see you again, and still I'll stay until this time for you. Don't ask why. Don't ask how. Don't ask forever. Love me, love me, love me, love me now. This love of mine had no beginning, it has no end. I was an oak, now I'm a willow, and I can bend. And though I'll never in my life see you again, here I'll stay until it's time for you to go. Yes, I'd stay until it's time for you to go.
That's gorgeous. I love that song.
Yeah, it was lovely.
And did you guys catch? It's like, I'll stay till it's time for you to go.
Mm-hmm.
That means nobody's never going anywhere. You know, I'll stay till it's time for you to go. Yeah, right. Uh-huh. So nobody's going anywhere. They're just going to stay there.
Uh-huh.
That's cool. That's cool. I don't know why I think about those things. Drives me insane sometimes. But, you know, that's okay. I am insane sometimes. So, hey, gets me through life, right?
That's what it's all about.
It gets you guys through. It gets you guys through the day. My insanity helps. All right. I hope. Anyway,
yes,
hey Jim, guys,
you help us get through the day. You do.
Oh, good. I'm so glad. Well, that's.
I laugh about things later in the next day after the show sometimes.
That's cool. That makes me feel good. I like to hear that because I like making people laugh. That's the whole point of life. That's the whole point of these shows, actually, is for people to have a good time, to maybe learn a thing or two, and to laugh. It's, you know, like we learned about Sea of Love today. Both of those guys did it. Just one did it a year later than the other. And it's two different YouTube addresses, but that would be easy to get mixed up, you know? It's hard to keep track of all that stuff, but we learned something. I learned that there were two people. Y'all learned that there were two people that did that song. So it's worth it. If you can learn something every day, that's a good day. That's a good day. And it doesn't matter what you learn, as long as you learn. That makes it great. That's why I read so much, because I can always learn something. Even from a fiction book, you can learn something. Because most fiction has a basis in some sort of fact, or they couldn't write the story, you know? So, hey, guys, I got 5 minutes left, so I want to say thank you very, very much for being with me. And I wanted to let you know, too, that I got a message from Anonymous John, and he says thank you. He's very pleased. It made him happy. Your comments made him happy. So
great.
That was a good thing,
glad
too. Everybody's
great.
Doing well all the way around. We will hear from him again. Maybe not two songs in every show, but we'll hear from him again. And I will ask him for a gospel song for Sunday and see if we can do that. He loves
great.
To sing gospel. He loves to sing gospel, so I'm sure that'll come on, too. He loves Elvis, guys. He loves Elvis. That's why he loves singing this music. He just loves Elvis. So, anyway, thank you all for being here. Thank you, Sue, and for the discussion. You make me think, and that's a good thing. And thank you, Jan, for being here and for contributing a request. And I have no idea what your headphones are doing, honey, but I'm going to dump them in the sink, I tell you, and pour water on them.
Yes, definitely going.
Well, the thing is I don't like having you on mute. I want to have you to be able to participate in everything, and whatever's making that sound is just driving me totally nuts. But I'm already nuts anyway, so that's no big deal. But anyway, thank you, everyone else. Thank you, everybody in the chat, for being here. Thank you, John, for contributing the songs that I've played today, most of them. I know you didn't send me the Elvis songs. I did that. But you sent me most of everything else I played except for the actual requests. So thank you. Without you, the shows just wouldn't be the same. I don't think they would be as good. So thank you for being a part of that. I really appreciate you. That's fantastic. And thank you, everybody who's listening from a link on one of the groups online or wherever you might find it. Thank you for being here with us. I hope you had as much fun as I had bringing it to you. It was hilarious, and you'll enjoy it if you listen again later. I guarantee it. I guarantee it. Hey, guys, next show is tomorrow night. Shauna has show. I'm not quite exactly sure Today she has a migraine. So not exactly sure what's happening tomorrow, but normally there's a show on a Friday night. I don't know what it's going to be. I don't know the theme or if she'll be able to do one. So please check on the groups, post a link, okay? And on Saturday, I've got another show on Saturday. It's going to be more of the same great stuff, and we'll have some more fun with it, you know? Just expect fun.
Nice.
Anytime
sounds
you come
good.
To show, yeah, expect fun because it's going to be there. And then Sunday, we've got the gospel. So good stuff coming up. Don't miss any of it because you will miss out. So, hey, on the way out here, I'm going to play Elvis doing Love Comes Down. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
I remember how your eyes used to light up over promises that are made. But for the first time in my life, I know now how it feels to be afraid. I don't know what I'd do if you go away. This will sure be one lonely old town for a man so busy growing up in the world that he couldn't see love coming down. Love coming down. I remember all the times you told me love's all that mattered to you. I look it back now, wondering how I believe I had things more important to do. I can see how I must have looked to you like some fool on a merry-go-round. Another man so busy growing up in the world that he couldn't see love going down. Love going down. Can't you see how everything I've learned would just be wasted if you leave? You need me. You can find it in your heart to forgive me. I try to keep both my feet on the ground. Forgive a man so busy growing up in the world that he couldn't see love coming down. Love coming down.